The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Monday, we check in with State Party, Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well this morning. How about you?
I am wonderful. I spent some time over the weekend watching and what our president had to say. What a crowd he had down in Valdosta, Georgia.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, and it just goes back to that thing you and I have talked about for a long time now. It's just a general enthusiasm, on our side of the street, so to speak, versus the other side. And, you know, how that usually translates into campaign work, people that will make calls, knock doors, encourage their friends to get out and vote. And right now, that is what this is all about over there in Georgia for the next 4 weeks now, basically. 4 more weeks to go. It's coming up on January 5th. It's a critical election.
Yeah, of course, last night had the debate, Kelly Loeffler and Warnock, some interesting moments through that. But, the bottom line, and there's been all kind of talk, different things about, different strategies here. And last week it was suggested that maybe Republicans may want to sit this one out. But that's just crazy. And the president made it very clear.
Yeah.
To people in Georgia that he wants you to vote. He wants you to show up and to support these two U.S. senators.
Absolutely. And, you know, to your point about that, how crazy that is, I mean, you don't have to look any further than that debate last night where you had, Raphael Warnock doing essentially exactly what Jamie Harrison did here in South Carolina. That was ducking and dodging and refusing to answer critical questions like whether or not he would be in favor of packing the U.S. Supreme Court. We've just spent 30 years as a conservative movement to get to the point where we are now, where we've got, six conservative judges on the Supreme Court. Donald Trump has delivered in spades on the agenda of appointing more constitutionalist district and circuit courts around the country. And, here we could be at that, crescendo and then have the rug pulled out from under you by a U.S. Senate, which would, change the rules here in the middle of the game.
Yeah. And it was pretty obvious he did not want to answer that question, did he?
No. Because it's a twofold trap. And if he answers the question and says yes, well, okay, you lose. Because people won't vote for you. If he answers and says no, well, then the money spigot turns off, from all the crazy radicals around the country who want to do just that. And that was the same problem that Jamie Harrison had.
Yep. My friend and colleague Mike Gallagher is doing his radio show from Georgia all week this week. He'll be kicking off his effort to try to get people excited in Georgia and to turn out. And that's been one of the big questions we've had right here on 94.5 The Answer, too. We've got a great group of listeners in Northeast Georgia that tune in with us every morning. And people here in South Carolina who want to help, too. You and I have talked about that. There's lots of opportunities for help.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, I had a call from Brad from Anderson who says he wants to do that, but he's not quite sure how to offer his help. He says he's tried to call a couple of times to Georgia. I guess they're just overwhelmed over there. But Tommy, can you bring Brad in on the conversation? Let's talk with Brad here for just a minute. Brad in Anderson. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. I'm doing fine.
And our chairman, Drew McKissick, on as well. So
yes,
Brad,
nice to meet you.
Ask your questions to the chairman here.
Yeah, hopefully you can help me out. I've been sending in money and signing up at every, online interface I can to support boots on the ground activities. And I have signed up online with the Georgia GOP, and I've also called their number to try to find out what activities I can get involved in. And I am having difficulty getting any feedback. And their line is full and the voicemail is full.
Okay. So the things that they're looking for help for, and then what we're doing to help facilitate that, we're working along with the RNC, the Georgia GOP, both Senate campaigns there in Georgia, and the National Senate Committee to try to funnel volunteers and activists from South Carolina, as is Tennessee GOP and Alabama GOP. And I suspect on Georgia's end, maybe they're overwhelmed with people who are asking to help, quite frankly. But one thing that you can do on this end that we have a direct pipeline there to help push people into is you can go to scgop.com/Georgia. We have essentially three activities on there that they're looking for people to volunteer to do. One, make phone calls from home. Once you get connected with them, there'll be an app you sign up for. Yep. It only calls people who need to be called. Yep, exactly.
Red dialer.
Two, door knocking, which they're looking for people who actually they're also looking for people who go into Georgia full time. They're paying, I think, $3,500 a month for door knockers or volunteers. If you want to go do a couple of days or a weekend, set you up with that. Third, poll watching. So in Georgia, you do not have to be a Georgia resident to be a poll watcher. You just need a letter from the county Republican Party. If you sign up for that, January 5th is Election Day, poll watching for that, or the early vote locations prior to that. So if you go to scgop.com/Georgia, you click any of those check boxes, we then pass those off to the relevant persons overseeing those activities on behalf of the committees that I just mentioned in Georgia. They reach back out to you and get you plugged into those activities.
Can I ask you one more question, please, if I got a minute? Is it possible?
Yeah, just real quick, please.
Real quick, because I've done all that, and this is my quandary. I'm not hearing back. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'll volunteer to answer the phone versus the voicemail, so there's not people like me who are getting frustrated. We want to help, but it's taking too long. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, if you have signed up on our website that I just mentioned, we're pushing those names to the appropriate contact person there in Georgia with the RNC and the Joint Consolidated Senate campaigns.
Okay, I'll try it again then.
All right, Brad.
I'm ready to go.
Appreciate your phone call, Brad. Do what you can. And that's what we have to do, Mr. Chairman, is, you know, get people on the ground over there. And Brad
absolutely.
had called and knew that you checked in with us every Monday and thought, well, hey,
sure,
I'll just let Brad ask you directly. So,
look, it's a manpower issue. It's a volunteer issue. And to the extent that they have not contacted anyone back who's trying to help, I suspect it's probably because they're overwhelmed with people who want to help, which is a good problem to have. But at the same time, still, but we've got a direct pipeline with key folks that we're working with there in Georgia. So if you do go to scgop.com/Georgia, sign up, we will get you connected.
Yep. All right. Sounds like a plan. Mr. Chairman, always good to check in with you. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you now.